In 2011, we spent $2.7 trillion on healthcare. This was right around when the healthcare reform bill, also known as Obamacare, was passed. So let's look at how we actually pay for our health insurance in this country. Most people get insurance through their employer. So more than half of the country has their healthcare subsidized through their job. The rest of the population will go through some sort of government-subsidized program if they have insurance at all. These kinds of programs include Medicare, which provides for those who are over 65 and in some other special classes, and Medicaid, which will pay for those who are underprivileged and meet some certain criteria. There are also health insurance programs that will cover children if you meet certain financial criteria. The Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs have programs to cover the military and veterans. Workers' compensation is a government-subsidized program covering those injured on the job. There are programs geared toward underprivileged mothers and children, because if you can maintain the health of a pregnant woman and her child, then the chances are the baby will be born with less complications, and if a child is kept healthy and has the periodic exams that they need as they grow up, then they can avoid more serious health problems down the road. There are health programs that work through the schools, as well as specific programs for minority groups, such as the Indian Healthcare Services, which work on reservations in this country. These programs encompass the other people who are insured. When I say government subsidized, it means that those services are subsidized through taxes. Almost half of that trillions of dollars in healthcare spending we just talked about is government subsidized.